This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tunes that make it into our ears this time of year. This first done by an orchestra leader named Andre Castellanets. Song is called Sleigh Ride. There are hundreds, literally hundreds and hundreds of versions of this song. Various vocalists have done it.
It's like a favorite for people to cover.
Ah, it's fabulous. All right, crank this up, this puppy, will you, James?
Cozy, aren't we?
We snuggle close together. All right, we're in the snuggle mode here at 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, why not get into the holiday spirit, right? The good stuff that's going on around us here. Speaking of good stuff, NASA. Does that sound New Englander? Did I say NASA? No, I said NASA. NASA. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, thinking over what the Artemis 1 moon mission did, successful to the nth degree. The spacecraft landed back on Earth, sort of a gentle splash if you saw the video in the Pacific. The director of the mission, Mike Serafin, said this was a challenging mission, and this is what mission success looks like. So they go through all of the... It was really seamless. There was nothing that happened that was bad. So now they've paved the way.
Really the hardest part was getting off the ground.
Yeah, right, exactly. Getting some weather so they can get off the ground. So now Artemis 2 will take place in early 2024. It will be the first time, as we know, which is the Apollo 17 was the last one. There were three Apollo missions between 1969 and 1972 that landed men on the moon. And so you can look, if you go to the NASA website, NASA.gov, you can see some of the best photos from this mission. It's really, and the video of the splashdown is there. It's very cool. You love all of this stuff. Very, very, very cool. Some Florida news. Why not, right? And it's nice because it's not about DeSantis, and it's not about politics, but it isn't great. Here's a Florida teacher who was fired yesterday for disrupting a Muslim student in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher...
Accusing them of magic.
Yeah, magic. Ay, ay, ay. The amount of ignorance that follows these sorts of things is challenging. In that, it's just ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin County, the Academy Charter School is what it's called. Five locations in southern Florida announcing that school leadership was aware of the troubling TikTok video that showed this guy disrupting the prayer, saying that, quote, they do not tolerate discriminatory behavior in any way. While we do not discuss personal matters, we can share that the teacher in question is no longer a member of the staff. So, seven and a half million people have seen
the
video.
I believe in Jesus, so I'm interrupting the floor.
Yeah. Where did this actually take place? Was this in a locker room? Was this in a classroom? Where was the prayer? There's a question. The teacher, what Jay just said, is what the teacher said.
They're in her office.
In her office. So why would they have gone into her office unless they were trying to create something, unless they knew? So I'm playing the devil's advocate now.
Mm-hmm.
I get that she shouldn't have said what she did, but did they create a situation in which she would fall into a trap?
I'm not super... I don't know a lot about the Muslim religion, but isn't it when during prayer you have to be facing certain ways or get quiet?
Yeah.
Maybe this was the best option?
Don't know.
To play devil's advocate against the devil's advocate?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Very refreshing. Those are the kind of questions that are questionable.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to smell a rat here, and maybe you're right. I don't know, but I'm telling you there are these sorts of things do go on. Let's not be naive. There are
people do kind of bait people, but at the same time, self-responsibility. We cannot force a reaction without the other person, the reactive person's permission.
Exactly. Right. But for her to say, I believe in Jesus, so I'm interrupting the floor, it certainly isn't open thinking. There are a lot of people in America who still say all Muslims are bad. Most of the movies that are made now involving conflicts still focus on the Muslims being the bad guys. Used to be the Chinese were the bad guys, but that became difficult. It isn't anymore, but for a while, because we were doing so much business with China, they would threaten in various ways to not fund things or do things if we didn't show them as, if we needed to stop showing them as the bad guys. In this case, there is a lot of ignorance. And what's the old expression? Ignorance is bliss.
It's bliss.
It's foolishness. Leave people alone. They're not doing anything to hurt you. So you believe in Jesus. Great. Then you should go to a synagogue, because that's where Jesus would go if he were alive. And so all of this other stuff is Nutberg. It's force feeding Nutberg. Say it again,
Doug. It's this knee-jerk reaction of people being offended without actually evaluating what the circumstances are to be.
Everybody's offended about something. Everybody's got a problem.
And people are offended by the mere fact that people are offended by
something. Offended.
I mean, how middle school is that? I'm mad at you because you're mad at me.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, let's go to a Florida beach and get the story of a better Florida story. 10-year-old girl back in school today after nearly losing her foot. Her name is Jasmine Carney.
Mm-hmm.
Was playing in Hobe Sound, which is it's up north of Palm Beach. Her grandmother saw her come running in from the shallow water screaming, "Something bit me!"
Mm-hmm.
A lot of blood. So the grandmother recalled what went on. The lifeguards at the beach called 911. She was airlifted down to St. Mary's in Palm Beach, which is where I had my finger sewed back on when I was a kid.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Think about it. This little girl's going to grow up being able to say it anytime she wants.
Yeah.
I fought a shark and I won.
Right. Remember that old song? You probably don't remember.
I fought the law and the law won. Mm-hmm.
Right. In this case, I fought the shark and I won. Yeah. So that's the story. You're right. She'd have this whole story all through her life. And good for her. The wound was clean, so the doctors fixed it up. Trauma surgeons working on it. The shark's tooth hit a blood vessel, because there are a lot of blood vessels going down your leg into your foot. So it'd be hard to miss it for a shark. Anyway, they ripped around the muscle and the tendon, and that sort of stuff got right down to the bone. Anyway, a lot of shark stories still this year. And down there this week, a lot of people go to Florida now this time of year for Christmas.
Yeah, you have the snowbirds and everything. That's why I like the mountains. There are no sharks.
You can slip and fall, though, if you take a selfie in the wrong place. Other people in the news: Brendan Fraser, nominated for a Golden Globe for his highly lauded role in the new drama The Whale. But you won't catch him at the award show, right? He says, I'm going to boycott the ceremony.
Well, he already stated this a while ago, that even if he were nominated, because he knew he would be invited, but even if he were nominated, he is not going.
Yeah. Well, apparently, as the story goes, back in the 1980s when he was just a kid actor, the fellow who organized the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, a fellow named Philip Burke, sexually assaulted him. Now, Burke says, I didn't do any such thing, but, there are a lot of questions about the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. There are a lot of black actors and actresses and people in the business who were boycotted because they said there were no blacks represented. It's created a stir in Hollywood, and I guess that the whole thing is coming to a head now. I thought it would come to a head because it's been a couple of years. Was it 2018? When did there first become a protest of the Golden Globes? It's usually the first award ceremony that you see in January. And it's fun to kind of see all of the actors and actresses there at all these award shows. I like to see who's friends with whom, yada, yada, yada.
The SAG Awards are always the most fun one to watch because it does feel like it's just a group of friends all in one room. And that's the one where they all vote for each other, like they actually are among their peers.
So NBC had carried this show for a long time, and they said they were going to drop it because of all of the hoopla.
Well, and think about with like the Me Too movement and everything. Everything keeps being, it was covered up for so long. People knew things were happening, and yet they still looked the other way.
He's nominated for Best Actor. He played a 600-pound professor in The Whale. You saw
it would be shocking
any of the trailers?
If he doesn't win, it would be shocking. Just because at all these film festivals, he, had like a six-minute standing ovation?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it would be a tough role to play, actually. So also up against him in this character, in this category is a fellow who starred as Elvis, Austin Butler. Hugh Jackman is also up for The Son, Bill Nye in Living, and Jeremy Pope in The Inspection. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. All right, so that's that story. You got time? No, I don't have time. I'm looking at... don't let me forget to do this, to talk about the Julie Andrews thing. Actually, maybe we'll do that during our celebrity focus in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Good Day Program. Thankful for all of the, you know, we talk about trending things in social media. A number of people who are commenting. The most comments so far this morning have nothing to do with social, with celebrities. Is a focus on what has been said by Marjorie Taylor Greene. So, anyway, all you can do is really laugh at her. And therefore, I will laugh and chuckle. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
No. You know, we really lost a stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for you to think about Christmas and what to give her. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. That's what you give her. Soft, silky, natural nude pajamas. Exclusively available at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Better than lingerie, even. The texture, the touch of these pajamas, so seductive that you'll love them, you'll feel them, you'll want to touch them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas, and you can order them right now. Why not? Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie in your order. $75 savings on the best-selling holiday gift. Order today, free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping. Free gift packaging. Go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Wow. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
After always something to smile about here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. By the way, Jay, you haven't announced yet. We're going to do a quiz on the program after we're off the air today. Those of you who are paying close attention, yes, you'll have it'll be a quiz. Questions.
Multiple choice or fill in the answer?
That would be multiple choice. Well, you know what? I used to reject those. When I was teaching school, I didn't like multiple choice because they're too easy. You got to come up with the answer. You got to write the answer. You got to know the answer, write it, and explain it. Okay, So we'll have information on the download, the Good Day download, right? All the people who listen to our program, if you haven't heard the last couple of days of the program, one of the highlights of our conversations, as much as I just politicians just make me laugh now. It's just silly. Although I did know, we were just doing Florida news, and I didn't get time to squeeze in the latest poll, which shows that DeSantis is leading Trump by double digits. Most people are saying they like Trump's policies, but they don't want him, which is kind of what I've said for as long as Trump has been around. Anyway, Carrie Lake, one of the most recent Good Day download focus on Carrie Lake and the results of the election there. Also, Lisa Kudrow addressing her body image. I talk about this lost lizard fossil. That's worth the price of admission right there. And then there's another one of our downloads focusing on Celine Dion. We do a lot of these in the social media section where we are right now. The conversation with about Celine Dion and her health battles there. Lots of discussions about Brittany Griner's release. Did you see the latest on that where apparently the Russians said we'll trade for either Griner or this other guy. So there was a choice that was made, and the administration.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, right. There's a can of worms in that one. Anyway, a lot of volatility that we discussed. The human nature and the volatility of human nature and human beings. A lot of discussion of we usually have the usual stuff. Health struggles, health news, people. It's all about people, places, and things here. Check it out. Good Day Download at gooddaydownload.com. Gooddayshow.com is where you can find. Is it Good Day Download for the download alone? I asked that sounding kind of ignorant.
The title? Good Day Download?
Yeah. I thought it was at gooddayshow.com.
Oh, gooddayshow.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the website for it.
Okay.
That's the website for all things.
All right, there we go. Bob Barker is in the Celebrity Focus. His girlfriend, Nancy Burnett, who's been with him for a long, long time. The Price is Right is a show that he was identified with for many years. He's 99 years old. God love the guy. And so she's been with him for about 40 years. He takes one prescription medication, and that was for his thyroid.
Right.
His girlfriend is, how about that?
There's no blood pressure, no cholesterol, takes some vitamins, but he's been a long-time vegetarian, and she said that she noticed his health was lagging, and she suggested he also take a vegan meal replacement, not as a meal replacement, but as an in addition to.
Right.
And, like, he's never been better.
No. Well, he always looked like he was really healthy. He had a little work done on his face 20 years or so ago. I think he hosted until... he was 84 or something? How long has Drew Carey been there? A while before
who took over? Drew Carey.
Drew Carey, yeah. But I think it's not... Has it been 10 years? It seems like it was... It wasn't that long ago that he was still doing it. But at any rate, very cool to know what the status is of Barb Barker. Update on that, courtesy of the Celebrity Department. Social media here at the Good Day Program. 28 past the hour.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for an attack at a Chinese hotel in Kabul, Afghanistan, Monday afternoon. At last report, three have died and nearly two dozen injured, some of them jumping out of windows to escape the attack. Beijing on Tuesday advised their citizens in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible. Weather is front and center this Tuesday. Much of the central United States, from the Rocky Mountains to the Midwest, are bracing Tuesday for blizzard-like conditions, while states further to the south were warned of the risk of flash flooding and tornadoes from a massive storm going across the country. An automatic recount confirmed Monday that Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert won her re-election bid in the 3rd Congressional District against the Democrat challenger. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This tune, but I don't know who's doing it. I'm
Gwen
sure some
Stefani
pop star.
And Blake Shelton.
Oh, did they do
and
this last night?
Go together so nicely.
Yeah, now, but they were on last night on the season finale. Last night, or one of them, I guess they had a couple of nights of it. But anyway,
The Voice.
Yeah, The Voice. What'd I say? The Voice, and two of them are judges. And I think they sang the song, or they sang a duet anyway. I remember hearing them sing. I stopped in for a moment or two, because I'm not much of a fan of those shows, but I have always liked Blake Shelton and his... Well, I don't still understand why he's leaving that show.
You have to think about it, because you fall in love with these contestants, then you have to be the one to kick them off in the beginning round before the viewers start voting on things. And it's probably, I would think that it would be a little bit difficult, emotionally speaking.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's get to some good news about these folks that live in this tiny village over in Belgium. They have shared in the winning lottery number. Wow. This is reminiscent of a movie called Waking Ned Divine, where a multi-million-dollar lottery jackpot is split between the residents of this tiny town. Well, the film storyline became a reality in Belgium, in a village called Olmen, which is near Antwerp. 165 Olmen residents divided up a $150 million prize, so each one of them gets $915,000 apiece. How about
that's
that?
That's amazing. And it's tax-free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not like we take half of the money that people win here to pay tribute to our government and its outrage. But anyway, the residents were all shocked, obviously.
Yeah.
They always put into
this group pot.
Yeah. Very cool. Good for you. Very, very nicely done. Okay. So here's something else that I find fascinating. As you look to the sky this week, you will see lots of lights in the night sky that astronomers have been seeing for 2,000 years or more as the continuing mapping of what's in the sky goes on. If you go back to the era of Greek astronomy over 2,000 years ago, the first astronomer who coordinated the stars' exact locations, his name was Hipparchus. It doesn't ring a bell with me or anybody else, but I've just given you his name just for the fun of it, just to prove I could pronounce it. Anyway.
Well done. Well done.
Latitude and longitude. This is from this month's National Geographic. The author of this overview of what's in the sky says that this astronomer was arguably the greatest ancient astronomer, the greatest known to us by name anyway. So there are a lot of people that are at the French National Center for Scientific Research looking at these various night sky maps. And apparently the one this guy did is the oldest one in the sky, and it was very, very accurate. That's what they found it incredibly accurate. The coordinates of the stars of one of the constellations matches modern records to within 1 degree. Now think about what we have for technology today and what they had 2,000-3,000 years ago. Pretty amazing, huh? That's a very good story. Okay, let's move on to the realities of Elon Musk and Twitter and other things like that. I find it, I don't know what I think of Elon Musk. I see him in a lot different light now as he's getting more attention, if you will, more publicity. And I'm no lover of Fauci by any stretch of the imagination. But so Elon Musk, though, has made it his task is to get Fauci. He tweeted yesterday that Dr. Fauci, who is, as you know, has been the leader of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, highest paid public employee in the country, makes $486,000 a year, has retired, and now Elon Musk says that he should be arrested and prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For
he also
what?
Riled up a lot of people from different groups by one of his tweets said, my pronouns are prosecute/Fauci.
Yeah. That's what, I mean, I think that's where it all started. And anyway, he used, he apparently is a right winger. I guess there's not much, he does taking shots at transgender and non-binary people by mm-hmm. what Jay just said, my pronouns are prosecute/Fauci.
Yeah.
At this point, just Fauci made a lot of mistakes and there are a lot of conflicts. And that's what he's talking about, prosecuting. Let him go. He's done. The news media would still go to him for some kind of, you know, the usual briefings and stuff. But
I don't know, indict him for something. Everyone's getting indicted these days. It's a good thing to do.
Right.
So
when I think about Musk, I don't think much about Twitter. I think about Tesla. And Nikola Tesla is the reason the car, he was an inventor. And he was the reason the car was called Tesla. So the legend, there are gadgets. I'm always looking at lists for Christmas. Okay, what do you get people? And I'm not somebody who buys folks lighters because I don't approve of smoking. So I would never get anybody a lighter. But I did see this. You may have seen it. It's called the Camo Lighter. And every place it has been on sale, it has sold out instantly. It's a self-contained lighting generator. It is battery. It produces a windproof, waterproof flame. So you can use it to read by it if you want. If you're in lost in a rainstorm,
oh, yeah,
and you're trying to find your way and there's no light, you light this thing up, and it's, you know, okay, here you go. 100% electric. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that's really neat.
It's a plasma arc. Stays lit, good Doug. It stays lighted underwater even. Who would need...
That just sounds impossible.
Well, it also sounds... Well, who the heck needs a lighter that works under the water?
Yeah, what are you now do this just it? Sounds like an SNL fake advertisement.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You can check it out. It's been produced by a company in Akron, Ohio called Camo Lighter. And you can look for yourself if you'd like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of
a
business
lighter.
Things... Yeah. Costco in the news today. Because the chief financial officer there says prices will increase. He says it's a question of when, not if. So those of you who are members of Costco, Bob, me, I don't know who else belongs to Costco. There's something about Costco that I like. I don't belong to BJ's. I don't belong to Sam's Club because I don't do much shopping. But Costco, I don't know. I've just found them when I went to, the last time I went, excuse me, it was a couple of years ago. And I went in to get something that cost $40 and came out spending $480. And that's what they count
the
on.
Thing. They have such great deals. You really do save money on the items that you go
into. But you don't save money on something you don't need.
Shopping.
Yeah, but why would you don't need it? So why? I got to save money on that because if I ever want to buy it, it's never going to be cheaper than this. But you don't need it. You just buy it because it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? No. Silly. Okay, anyway. So... Costco confirming that they're going to, but see, they don't make any money on this, do they? Costco has two membership tiers. Gold Star costs $60 a year, and Executive it costs $120 a year. So, but what do they really get out of it? They make their money by selling stuff in the store.
They make the money from those hot dog stands.
Yeah. Not for me, they don't, but...
And what is it, their chicken, the rotisserie chicken that everyone loves?
I don't know. Yeah, I know they have a little restaurant, don't they? Doesn't Walmart do the same thing? I remember, isn't there a restaurant, sort of a quasi-restaurant inside Walmart's?
Yeah, but they're usually brand things. Like, I feel like they're usually a Subway. There's a Subway in Walmart. Or, like, Blippi. Is that one? Blippi?
Blimpy?
Some other sub shop. I feel like it's always sub shops.
Couldn't prove it by me. I'm not a sub shop... operator, if you will.
You're not a Walmart connoisseur.
No, I am not. Here's some more people news. A fellow named Scott Nelson. You may have seen this. He was the world's foremost sword swallower. Bada bada. Boom. He says he is not going to swallow any more swords. Well, I shouldn't be laughing at this because he chopped himself up pretty well with a sword.
Yeah, had some life-threatening injuries. But I love his statement, and I don't mean this to sound sarcastic, but his statement of, like, I didn't realize how dangerous this actually could be. You are swallowing swords, sir.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing what people... It's just, it really is. It's laughable.
But also the mentality of, like, the thought process of, well, other people may get hurt doing this, but I won't get hurt, or it won't happen to me.
He sticks a 28-inch long sword a half-inch wide down his throat. What does he think is going to happen? He's been doing this, though, for 25 years.
And so there you go. It never happened before.
No. Yeah, okay. Listen.
Glad he's okay.
All right, exactly. Imagine that, though, huh? Another person in the news, Sam Bankman-Fried. Remember him, the founder of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange called FTX? He was arrested in the Bahamas. U.S. prosecutors filed criminal charges against him. His mother and father, who teach at Stanford Law School, are under scrutiny for their connections to his business. How about that? This stuff, I don't know what to think about all of this. I put a little money into it myself, and I don't know, it hasn't amounted to much, but it was, I guess if you put money into stuff like this and you can't afford to lose it, then you shouldn't do it. A lot of people are dead. It's like buying lottery tickets much as anything else. So, yeah. The economy in general, the fact that inflation has stayed with us for as long as it has, you know, that's the typical news media way. I'm looking at a headline, and I think to myself, what are they talking about? This has just been a problem that's, since we came out of the pandemic, it's been sort of a problem. You can't buy a house as cheaply now. Interest rates are high. But the economy was doing well. Trump likes to take credit for how well the economy is doing. Who knows? But it wasn't doing badly. And apparently, I've said this all along, anybody that I talk to, anybody I respect, anybody I know who knows anything about the economy said, don't worry, this is going to come and go. It's not like what happened in 2010, which is what, you know, anybody hears the word recession, they automatically think of the worst thing possible. And 2010 was a depression. It wasn't a recession. It was a horror show. But now, the latest numbers that have just been released suggest next year could be better. Inflation going down, cost of borrowing for a mortgage has gone down. I think it's this week, isn't it? The Fed announces whether they're going to up the rates again or not. I think it's this week. So anyway, but listen, folks.
That sounds about right.
It's Christmas. Go spend some money and have a good time. 48 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now, hit it, Jerry!
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with the latest from Dr. Jack. You can find his, there's two ways of getting sort of caught up with Jack and his thinking. ForbiddenDoctor.com is the website that he has. Dr. Jack Stockwell or JackStockwell.com is another one. Plus, could you, so you actually have three things. GoodDayHealth.com, right? That's one place you can get Jack's thinking. So the other two are yours, the proprietary NUCA chiropractic information, because Jack is a NUCA and upper cervical chiropractor. And so, as such, he has lots of wealth of information at JackStockwell.com. And then there's ForbiddenDoctor.com that gets into lots of things that they do at the office. Jack and his wife have a clinic in Salt Lake City. They treat thousands of patients every year. And so there's great information from all the work and the research that they do. One of the people listening to us up in Alaska wanted you to talk about goat milk. And dairy milk, dairy. This is, you know, I go off on a toot every once in a while, Jack, with my focus on stuff that isn't milk. If it doesn't come from a mammary gland, it's not milk. So all of this stuff that's called milk, this crap that they make from coconuts and soy and almonds and all this other stuff, it's just white water. It's all it is.
They have to put a bunch of extra stuff in it. To even make it somewhat as healthy as animal milk, which still misses the mark.
Right. Okay. So goats' mammary glands, cows' mammary glands. What's the difference between, let's help this listener understand, what is the difference? It's pretty much the content and the benefit of using the product from a goat or a cow ought to be pretty much the same. Have you got more info than that?
Well, there's, as far as nutritional content is concerned, there's a little bit of difference between them. And some kids do easier with goat milk than they do with cow milk, but goat milk has that farmy flavor to it. They can take a little bit of getting used to it. So some parents, when they when their kids won't handle cow milk, especially babies that just came off the breast, that's the important thing, is when mama is not producing anymore or doesn't want to and wants to wean the baby, usually she'll put them onto raw cow's milk or raw goat's milk.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's easier for little kids with goat's milk to mix it in a smoothie or something like that, because if they're used to cow's milk. But then the question always is which one's healthier? Because compared to cow's milk, goat's milk has a higher amount of vitamin A and some B vitamins, calcium,
yeah.
Potassium. And it's also easier to digest because of the smaller fat globules and a slightly lower lactose content. So that sometimes it's easier to go with goat milk. But people who can handle cow milk are getting a heavier dose of everything that's necessary for the baby to thrive. And then it depends on what part of the world. I mean, whether it's sheep's milk or camel milk or bison milk or, whatever some indigenous tribes have been using. They usually go to animal milk after they're through with mama. But this, like you were saying, this oat milk and the other kinds of stuff, they have to fortify it. They have to add stuff to it, and it's always synthetic.
One of the things about raw milk, raw dairy milk, if it's clean, and that's always the ticket. Remember, we were brought up on it before there was pasteurization. I drank raw milk all of my early life, and I still drink it when I have my own cows. I have cows now that are milking because I'm using them to feed the calves that are coming along. And I bought a milking machine so that I could get some of the milk out of them to drink it myself or to have people on the staff drink it because it's good for you. And if you are able to get good, clean, raw milk to feed your baby, that would be, along with your own breast milk, that's probably the healthiest way to bring the child up and make the bone strong and rosy cheeks and all that good stuff.
One of nature's signs, one of nature's, Mother Nature's signals that the baby is ready to be weaned from milk, period, is the emergence of teeth.
Ah, yes.
And even then, they have to have very soft food, obviously, before they get a good set of teeth. But
my grandson, Jasper, is now getting his teeth, and he's taken to biting my son's neck.
His mother's nipple.
Yeah, well, I think he's still after that, too, as a matter of fact. But
that's usually a sign for mom to quit.
Yeah, he's got those rosy red cheeks, man. They look good. That's where that comes from. Yep.
All right,
Dr. Jack Stockwell. Don't forget ForbiddenDoctor.com, JackStockwell.com. At your service and on your side on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 after the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.